Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Dagon's image lay in ruins on the temple floor at Ashdod. With it lay the delusion of the Philistines. Quote, "Therefore neither the priests of Dagon nor any who come into Dagon's house tread on the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod to this day." 1 Samuel 5 verse 5. But idolatry dies hard. So if you were going to neutralize it among these people, well known for their gigantic men, what tactics would you use? Earthquakes and thunderbolts? No, said the Lord, I think mice and hemorrhoids, euphemistically called tumors, will work. The vermin would ravage the blessing of the so-called fertility god, and the other would neutralize his worshippers. When this double affliction hit Ashdod, what did they do? They moved the ark to Gath, and the same thing happened. Then it was moved to Ekron, but when they saw it, they cried, quote, "Have they brought the ark of the God of Israel to us to kill us and our people?" Verse 10. The ark had been, quote, "in the country of the Philistines 7 months," chapter 6, verse 1. So something had to be done. Interestingly, we read of this third stop, quote, "the cry of the city went up to heaven," chapter 5, verse 12. When they sought the advice of their priests and the diviners, chapter 6, verse 2, we can see the remnants of truth in their answer, quote, "If you send away the ark of the God of Israel, do not send it empty, but by all means return it to him with a trespass offering," verse 3. What would be an appropriate offering? Why not 5 gold images of each item that plagued you, representing the 5, quote, "lords of the Philistines," verse 4. "Through this," they said, quote, "you shall give glory to the God of Israel," verse 5. Even these pagans knew what many moderns have forgotten. Our lives are failures if we don't glorify the Lord. So today, quote, "whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.